97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your
Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Welcome back. Mark Cox here along with the Bo Matthews. And we've been unfortunately having to cover the loss of another member of law enforcement and, of course, this critical injuries to a second officer down in Herman, Missouri. I know on our website at 971talk.com, we've got a link to ways you can help these families. But before all of that, there was already an organization out there that's been doing that for many years, to the tune of over $2.5 million a year, I think they spend in supporting families that have lost loved ones. And former St. Louis County Police Chief Ron Battelle, Executive Director of Backstoppers, is joining us on Second Amendment Radio today to talk about their efforts in Herman. And Ron, thanks for your time.
No, anytime, Mark.
Yeah, it's good to get you on here. And, you know, I know you guys have already been on the ground down there in Herman. Tell me what Backstoppers is doing for Detective Sergeant Mason Griffin's family and Alan Sullentrup.
Well, we gave both families initially $10,000 each to use for whatever needs they have right now. And then we'll get together with them in a week or two and go over their financial obligations, especially in the Griffith case. And our goal there is to make them debt-free if we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is so important, and we really appreciate you joining us on the show this weekend, because we do want to get the word out. We want to keep Backstoppers in the forefront of people's minds, because we don't want to use the organization, but the organization is stepping up every single time. And probably everybody remembers getting that blue alert on their phone Sunday night. And when you see the images of the tactical vehicle with a law enforcement officer sticking out of the turret, this was a serious situation. Casey's is a place people go for pizza and gas, and this is not where, especially in Herman, Missouri. You think of Herman, let's go to the wine country. And so for Backstoppers to not even hesitate, Mr. Battelle, thank you so much for stepping up and doing it so quickly, because, of course, the families are running through this horrible emotion, but yet finances comes into play immediately, as we all know.
Absolutely. You know, we can't bring back their loved one, but we can make their life better by helping with the financial situation. And one of the important things we do is educate the children from daycare through college, and we're proud of that.
Yeah.
You should be.
Yeah. Well, you know, I Ron and I talked about this earlier in the week, and you're still supporting a widow of a law enforcement officer killed back in 1959, correct?
He was a firefighter.
Okay.
In fact, he was the first recipient of Backstopper assistance, his wife was, and he was a volunteer firefighter going to a fire and died in an automobile accident. But his wife is 97 years old and still alive, and we're still helping her out. You know,
that's fantastic. That is really touching. Was the organization started before her needs, or was it after?
The organization was started in 1959, and firefighter Brogdon died in 1960, so she was the first one.
Yeah.
Wow. To be thinking ahead like that is wonderful. Your website has a lot of great information. And as people are listening to our conversation, you know, everybody's heart breaks a little bit when there is a situation like what happened in Herman. But the ongoing support is what is needed. Of course, you have Guns and Hoses and a lot of people and organizations supporting. What are some simple ways that people can do by helping support your efforts, like right now?
Well, they can become a member of Backstoppers. We got different levels of membership. They can join and help us, and those memberships help sustain the organization financially. And And they can also just make a donation by going to backstoppers.org and go to the donation page and make whatever donation they desire. But, you know, it takes a lot to fund these families, and like $2.5 million a year. And so, you know, you can say, we had a big fundraiser and we made a lot of money on it, but it takes a lot of money to support these families. And, you know, they deserve that. That's the least they deserve from the community. You know, these officers, firefighters, EMS, they laid down their lives in the line of duty to support the community and keep it safe. And we owe it to them.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. Ron Battelle, our guest, executive director at Backstoppers. And, you know, Ron, I've lived in a number of different cities around the country. In fact, I've known Ron for 30 years. He was at my wedding. He worked with my father-in-law and the county police. I've lived in other towns, though, before I came to St. Louis. And while there may have been organizations like Backstoppers, I don't remember being aware of them. I mean, how lucky are we here in the St. Louis area? Are there other organizations that have copied what you guys are doing, or were we among the first here in St. Louis to have something like this?
Yeah, we took the idea out of Detroit. They had a Hunter Club or a Blue Coats Club up there, and some local businessmen decided we needed this in St. Louis, and that's when they started it in 1959. But currently, there are other organizations throughout the U.S. that they have tried to emulate what we do, but, you know, they try hard and do a good job, but none of them can do what we do. And we hear it all the time when we're in conferences or whatever and talking to our fellow first responders, and they're just amazed at the level of support that St. Louis provides.
All you have it to do is go to Guns N' Hoses once, and you're hooked. I mean, it's unbelievable the turnout and the support you get from the community down there.
Oh, that's great. You know, $1 million the last 2 years, you know, but that's what we need. You know, we need this community to step up, and we could not do it without the support of the community, that's for sure. And you know, we appreciate every donation, small or big. You know, they're all appreciated, and I can guarantee you it'll be money put to good use. And we're going to manage it right and make sure it's benefits our families.
Yeah, just want to mention that you can go to backstoppers.org/donate to donate, and they make it really easy. Credit card, PayPal, you can do a direct debit from your bank account. And, you know, Mark, I know you know Charlie and Jennifer Dom, but they actually created a business so they could support Backstoppers with their Firehouse Chili Fire Spices. A great couple. I just saw them last weekend at the Eureka Garage Sale, and man, they had their tent set up, and you walk up to them and they want to talk about Backstoppers like right away, and they love to make donations. Charlie was a firefighter. You probably know him, Mr. Battelle. It's wonderful to see that was their main mission for opening their company.
Yeah. They're great people. Charlie's a Kirkwood firefighter now, and Jennifer's and Charlie are two of our biggest supporters ever, and they just, whatever we need, they do it. You know, it's just tremendous and perfect example of how the community can help.
Well, anything we can ever do to draw attention to those efforts, we'll do it, Ron. You know that. And if people are looking for ways to support the family of Sergeant Detective Sergeant Griffith or Officer Alan Sellentrup, who's still recovering from his injuries, we're praying for him every day. We direct him to backstoppers.org, and I hope that they give you guys the support. You do such great work over there. Thank you this morning for your time.
I'm sure the community will step up for us. They always do.
They do. Ron, take care of yourself. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
And thank Bo, too. Okay.
You bet. We'll talk soon. Executive Director of Backstoppers there, Ron Battelle. I said earlier this week, and Carl kind of called me out on it, I'm like, you know, Ron Battelle was at my wedding. What'd you say, Carl?
I said, why were the police called at your wedding?
which is probably was a really good question, but no, it wasn't. There were a lot of police at my wedding because my father-in-law was a detective. He was a sergeant for St. Louis County, and many years ago, he and Ron John Battelle were partners when they used to have to run people two to a car because they couldn't get backup.
Wow.
Out in West County. And they were friends for many, many years. And you know, he and his wife, his first wife, Pat, were at our wedding. So I've known him for
many
years.
That's wonderful that they gave you that support. But they also knew, hey, it's Mark Cox's wedding. Something could happen. So we probably should be there.
They didn't even know me back then. I just moved to St. Louis. So that's wild. But they loved my wife's family a lot. So
he's a great guy. I've been in the ring with him, not with gloves on,
but at
Guns N' Roses many years ago. I stood like three people over from him, so he doesn't know who I am. But I'm glad to see him go from law enforcement to supporting law enforcement, and you can hear it in his voice. That's just a passion he has, and you know, he came home every night from work, but not all law enforcement does, and especially in a crazy situation like last Sunday out in Herman. So here's a challenge for you. Anybody that has went out to Herman for a glass of wine, donate $10. Just make a donation of $10 for this, you know, the family to support Backstoppers and all that they do. So there's my challenge to you. Mark, have you ever had wine out in Herman?
Oh, it's been a while, but I certainly
have. Okay, that's $100.
Thank you. Oh, there you go. Thank you.
Or a wedding.
Or exactly. Weddings, all kinds of. In fact, there's a place, I think it's called Ainsley's.
I've been there.
Out in Herman this weekend. This Saturday and Sunday, when you're hearing our voice, they're going to donate 10% of all their proceeds to the families. So I love what they're doing out there. So if you're in Herman for some reason, go by there and take part in that. That's just good stuff. Again, backstoppers.org. And I know at 971talk.com, we have a link to all of the fundraising efforts for those two officers in Herman. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Bo?
Have a great weekend, rest of the weekend, I should say, and we'll talk next time. See you, boys.
We can dance. Everybody's making a chance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Yeah. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe.
Get more at 971talk.com.